grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Heck yeah. Chris has just rolled in with a beautiful looking J-Day poster shouting out J-Day, Auckland, Albert Park, Tauranga, TBC, Hastings, Library / Anzac, Wellington, Parliament, Lawn. That's powerful, by the way. Christchurch, Latimer Square, and Dunedin, the Octagon, all going down on Saturday the 1st of May. Roll up your own because it's COVID rules. And look, I don't really like sharing my joints anyway.
What is going on there, mate? Oh, there we go. BFM bit of stuff, technical BFM error, stuff, you know. We're rolling with it. We're professionals.
You're in full fidelity now.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, Parliament Lawn, let's just clarify. I did get a bit of clarification from the Wellington crew. Apparently it's smoke-free on Parliament Lawn, so it'll be nearby.
Edibles only on Parliament
Wellington, Lawn. Wellingtonians who are listening, yeah, nearby. Nearby, you'll find it.
I see what you did there.
Okay. And who knows, maybe down to the back benches afterwards, eh? And but yeah, J-Day coming up, and here it's Albert Park in Auckland. Mm.
4:20, noon till 4:20, it says there.
High noon even. Okay. It doesn't say it there, but it does say it in our brains. High noon, that's when we kind of do our speeches and things, and the 4:20 is the civil disobedience, so shall we say.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's good times in between.
Show your support for cannabis law reform.
Yeah, we have like markets and things and information stalls and different cannabis groups and things that you can talk to and get involved with in that. And yeah, a bit of music and entertainment. Jaffa Mafia running the sound system. And I believe they have a few surprises in store this year. Some rather good entertainment that we're not privy to say. You'll just have to come down and be part of. There you go.
Right on. Is that the Auckland one?
Yes.
Goodo.
Sounds good. Now, Chris Fowley, what's been happening in the news?
Speaking of Parliament, one of the big thing for me and for a lot of people, I think, certainly going to affect a lot of people, is that there's a bill going through Parliament right now, the Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Bill. Submissions close tomorrow, so you've still got tonight or tomorrow to put something in.
Might be misspelled at this point, though. So you'd be rushing that email, won't you?
Potentially, but you know, it can just be a sentence in support or not.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Or it could be longer. And if you want to get kind of engaged with it, I've written a blog on the daily blog that's up today, and you can have a look at that. And I'm still calling it pretty good. I called it pretty good when the initial version came out, mm-hmm. and now it's at Select Committee. They've changed a couple of bits and things like that, and as you'd expect. And I still think overall, yep, pretty good. And, you know, in fact, when I look around the world at places that have these sorts of laws, and everywhere that's legalised has, so whether it's legal or not, the government said this was going to go through, but everywhere where it has gone legal has a similar law like this. And when I look at those, I think, wow, they've actually done a pretty good job here, probably the best job out of anyone. And so I'll take you briefly through it, because this is what's going to happen, right? And I think it'll take effect next year or something if it goes through. So if you want to have a say, you've got till tomorrow. And then from there, it's lobbying individual MPs or whatever as they pass it into law. So the basic process will be the police will get the power to randomly pull over drivers, which they don't have at the moment. It has to be kind of just cause. So it'll be like alcohol, and where they can run a roadblock or they can randomly pull people over.
Thing.
Yeah, randomly without any cause. And so that is actually intrusion of the, you know, breach of the Bill of Rights. So it does have to be justified in that, but it is consistent with alcohol. And that's kind of all the way through it. It's consistent with alcohol.
Wait, just one second. Mm. So the alcohol one, is that a breach of the Bill of Rights as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, lots of laws do. And the Bill of Rights in New Zealand is just a regular law. It's not actually like anything that's kind of constitutional
it's
or
just
more
like
powerful
a noble,
than other ones.
It's like a noble, we probably should, but we're not going to.
Yeah, it's just a regular law. So if another law afterwards is passed that breaches it, that other law takes precedent because it's a newer law.
Okay.
So, it actually doesn't have any kind of anyway.
But it's a moral thing.
It's crazy. It's a moral thing, and it's worth pointing out.
So they're testing for impairment when they pull you over.
Testing for impairment, and that's the key thing. It's not a detection thing. It's an impairment thing. It's very consistent with alcohol, and that's why I'm calling it pretty good. And the process is you're pulled over, You're going to get an oral swab, a saliva test, right? Mm-hmm. And there are concerns around those. But they've done a couple of things to I think alleviate those. One is that the device itself will be calibrated to the same level of impairment as alcohol. It's not going to pick up what you did yesterday, because that's not the level of impairment of alcohol. Mm. The
sometimes
legal level,
it
right?
is though with alcohol. Like, you know, people do get snapped on the way home, and they've got to be
absolutely trolleyed. So they're the exception to the norm. So we can't run things by the exception, or those people will get caught, and they do get caught. You know, if you're that way inclined in that, and you're drinking all night and going out driving, you'll get done. So it's kind of going to be the same. But the key is it's not like workplace testing where it's picking up traces from months back. These are going to be calibrated so that they only test positive if you are at the same level of out of itness. Mm. It's a bit unclear how they're going to set that, but
I'm happy to volunteer my time.
There you go. And you'll have to fail two of them. So it's another kind of thing that they've gone, they're a bit not quite up to standard quite yet, maybe, or a bit iffy. So you'll actually have to fail two of these things. And then if you fail them, it's just a ticket and some demerit points, again, consistent with alcohol.
Oh, so literally two of the same swab?
Two of the same swab.
Do you need heaps of saliva in your mouth for that?
Maybe, that might be a sign, right? Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Just thinking.
Have some chewing gum, whatever. But the key thing is, if it's calibrated to the level of alcohol impairment, then the average dose, and this actually came out with some Australian research that was published last week, so really good timing.
Some numbers,
out of University of Sydney. Mm. They actually looked at the timing of people's out-of-itness, their impairment, and what they said was the average sesh, or the average dose that people have in the real world, it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then if you doubled that, thinking let's go hard, it was 4 hours.
Right.
So that's the kind of level that these oral tests are going to be calibrated
to. Can I just say, I think cannabis has a sharper roll-off than alcohol does.
Potentially, yes.
You know, in that peak kind of blasted zone, you know, you can definitely blast off with cannabis, but you land back a lot quicker than you do with alcohol. I feel like alcohol sticks around a lot longer. I've tried both.
Yeah, and different types of risk as well. Cannabis tends to, I mean, both delay reactions in tests, but cannabis tends to people have more conservative behavior and they anticipate their delayed reactions,
right,
or kind of account for it by driving slower and kind of being a bit more aware and concentrating.
Different
alcohol
impairment,
often
isn't it?
Does the
yeah.
opposite
yeah.
of people being more risky and going for gaps and, you know, all that kind of
thing. Yeah.
But hey, the key is that having this consistency means people just having a little toke here and there are not going to get snapped, just like people just having a glass of wine or a beer don't get snapped. You're going to have to be a bit more out there, and the message that's come from this Australian research is if you delay your driving by 2 to 4 hours, then you're going to be fine.
Mm.
And so that's the message to send to this committee, the Transport and Infrastructure Committee, headed by Greg O'Connor, who's of course the former police union guy turned legaliser, and Julianne Gent is on there from the Greens.
Oh,
and
she rules.
There you go. So they're receptive to the ideas, and the key is to just have your say and be supportive. This is actually, I think it's actually a pretty good approach. But just getting back to what they are doing. So if you fail that oral swab, it's just a ticket.
Right.
So there you go. It's not a criminal record on that. If you as the driver goes, no, I don't want the oral swab, or you know, I don't believe it, get me out and do that field sobriety test.
This is where it gets sketchy.
Yeah. So then it's walk the line, touch the nose, or it's like you do now, or what they can do now. If you fail that, it's then a blood test, because they've conceded, well, hey, that can be a bit biased, the cop could just say. Mm. And we're saying in our submission, if you're going to do it, there should be mandatory cameras and that on it so that you can review it and record
right.
it and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's actions.
Because it's just the cop's opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all know, you know, unconscious bias or conscious bias, but the bias is there. It's a blood test that is the only evidential bit, not the field sobriety test, the touch of nose. The blood test, again, calibrated to the alcohol impairment. So again, that's fair. And the overseas research says that should be about 7 to 10 nanograms of THC in the blood per mil, would be equivalent to our alcohol level. So they'll kind of set some sort of level like that.
Mm.
But if you fail that, it's a criminal record.
If you fail the walking.
Yeah,
You told me a real scary thing. You said that one of the things they can ask you to do is count to 30 seconds in your head.
On one leg.
And you can only be 2 seconds out. Just think about that for a second.
I think it's 1 second out.
Do you want to try doing that right now, John, while we're just talking? Like, come on, man.
It's actually quite hard.
It's crazy. Dude. I've taken the ticket all day. You know, like, so that's my advice. Big Harry's advice. Take the ticket and just be humble.
What you can do, because... You know, very few people have done these before. So if anyone
has done it, text into 5395. I'd love to know if someone's actually walked the line, even if you're on the piss or whatever. Like, just let us know.
It was suggested to me today that you could ask the officer to demonstrate what they mean by
it. Oh, shit. Oh,
you know,
wow.
So if they ask you to walk the line and touch your nose, and they'd ask them to do it
what
first.
What if I'm just a ning-nong? You know? What if I'm just a little bit of a ning-nong? Yeah, I'm not a gymnast.
Maybe
what if you have
a
disability?
Oh, man.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, but so yeah, how long do people have to make submissions on
just
this?
Just till tomorrow, mate.
Tomorrow. Okay.
What, if I'm in England, by the way?
It's the Parliament site, but if you go to the old blog, on the daily blog, and I've got a link there through to it.
Okay. Now, what else, Chris? What else has been in the news?
Well, Young Labour... How was this? Young
Labour.
Yeah, decriminalise all drugs. So, and it was...
They've got the internet. Young Labour's obviously got the internet.
There you go. It was their conference last weekend. Jacinda Ardern was there. And Young Labour passed a remit. And I hear there's a whole bunch of other remits bubbling around in various Labour branches, calling on them to do various things. So just because the people at the top are saying, no, referendum means that's it, and particularly Andrew Little has been saying that, and that was another story this week with even someone like Heather Duplessis-Allen saying Andrew Little is completely wrong, she's saying. So, people from all sides of the spectrum saying, what the hell's going on here? But as I say, I'm hearing there's a lot of activity and unrest, shall we say, or certainly activism, people not wanting to let this rest as they should, and continuing to push within Labour for some serious reform,
Young Labour, yeehaw.
Now there's a great story
taking it the Uruguay. Is that Uruguay? They did it all. Who did it all?
Who did what?
New Orleans done it all. Someone's legalized all the drugs. Portugal. I'll keep naming places until it's correct.
There you go. No, Portugal has a decrim for everything.
Right,
and it's
right.
Agnostic to the drug. It's just like a possession is decriminalised.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that might be the case in a few other places. There's a couple of cities in America that have done decrim at that level
Oregon,
of psychedelics.
That's right.
And things.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Yeah.
Now the police have busted a grow up and just chucked it all in a skip.
Here's one for the lol.
Yeah.
Yes. One for the lol basket. Cool. Everyone, check this out.
Yep. Remnants.
And it's a green skip, can I say, as well. The skip's green. It's worth mentioning.
There you go.
Where is this place?
Run us through it, Chris.
Remnants of large marijuana growing operation sits in a skip outside raided Auckland property. So someone's tipped off stuff, I guess.
Are they not allowed to burn it anymore? Is that the thing?
I think they took away most of the weed, and basically it was all the equipment, and who knows, who knows? But it's certainly the reporter,
so
the intrepid reporter, goes scurrying through the skip.
Well, you'd find a nugget.
As you would.
You'd get a nugget, for sure.
Gerardin Can, new reporter on the scene, I believe.
Nice,
I'm not
one,
sure.
Bro.
But good on you for going where you should go, which is in that skip. And scurried about and got some pictures of all these buds and things all amongst all the equipment, and probably enough to roll a few joints.
Yeah,
but thought, me as a reporter, well, I'm speaking for them now, but they probably, I'm assuming they wouldn't have taken any, right? But they certainly alerted the world to it.
Got to take the photo.
There's pretty much, it's got the address, it's
can
got
I
the
say,
picture, and it's saying it's there now.
Can I say, the best thing about this is it's in like an apartment block, It's not like out in the farm or something.
Right. Well, that's the reality of growing, right?
Yeah,
people
right.
think... It's all gangs and stuff, but that they are certainly involved. But a lot of it is just apartments like that. And
fuck, that's so crack up. Oh man, but it goes to show you they're busting people out there as well. So
still busting people.
Hmm.
There you go. So that is why, of course, we keep going. And things like J-Day is really important. Show your support. And it's not just a thing for the youngsters the fringe dwellers, shall we say.
No.
J-Day's very mainstream these days. Very diverse. Very very diverse of age as well as...
it's rad.
Last
time was awesome. Yeah. It's just good cruising around and everybody's kind of safe together in that sense as well.
Are there food trucks?
Yes, we have a whole bunch of food trucks, and we like to
Will
have a,
there
bit,
be
of a
rah-rah.
Bit of a hempy theme these days, get a bit of hemp food while you're there.
Yeah.
And
Brilliant. Well, we'll see you at J-Day.
Leave the booze at home. Leave the booze at home. Leave the glass. It's zero waste too, so we really want people to bring their own stuff, cutlery and that if they can. Council's asked me to say that,
Okay, fair enough.
So do try and do that.
Okay. There you go, Council.
It's a good thing to
we
be.
We can clip that audio and send it straight to the Council. Everything's fine.
Great. Excellent. Finally.
We'll catch you Saturday the 1st at J-Day, and we'll see you next week, Chris.
All right. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.